Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Harry with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, today millions of students across the country will see their HECS debt jump to a massive 7.1% to match indexation. The average outstanding student debt in Australia is $24,770. These students, as of today, will now owe an additional $1,758 to the ATO. The HECS Help Loan is an interest-free loan from the federal government for students undertaking tertiary education. To ensure the true value of the debt is repaid, the value is indexed yearly against inflation. There's been public outcry and an attempt by the Greens to temporarily freeze student debt to assist with ongoing costs of living. Despite this, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says this is an ordinary indexation, and in terms of repayments and pressure on people, the repayments go up when your salary goes up. That's how the system works.
A number of Queenslanders have been contacted by debt collection agencies to pay for COVID-19 tests that they believe were fully subsidised by the government, with one family asked to pay $360 for three tests. Jason Barnes and his two children had PCR tests at a drive-thru site run by Foresight Pathology in Brisbane on the 27th of April 2022. Barnes said there were no mention of any costs by staff and does not recall seeing any sign indicating charges. The financial manager of Foresight, Jimmy Liu, told The Guardian Australia that while PCR test costs were generally covered by either state or federal government funding at the time, there were certain circumstances, certain dates and certain states where governments did not fund testing. Liu did not comment on the claims that consumers were unaware of the costs.
In national news, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has said Australians should get a housemate or stay home with their parents in response to the current housing crisis. The return of international students and migrant workers following the COVID-19 pandemic is putting further strain on the already tight rental market as population growth is expected to increase by 2%. Lowe says the way this ends up fixing itself is unfortunately through higher housing prices and higher rents. We need more people on average to live in each dwelling and higher prices to do that. Greens Senator Nick McKim states inflation is creating a vicious cycle for renters, with high inflation driving rents even further.
One of Australia's two active volcanoes near Antarctica, known as Big Ben, has been captured spewing lava on satellite. The lava flow of the uninhabited Heard Island, about 4,100 kilometres southwest of Perth and 1,500 kilometres north of Antarctica, is a part of an ongoing eruption that was first noted more than a decade ago. The lava was seen flowing down the side of Big Ben from near the summit, known as Mawson Peak. Australia's other active volcano is on the nearby McDonald Islands. Heard Island is likely between 750 and 500,000 years old. Evidence suggests the source of the magma was the Earth's upper mantle, which was about 45 kilometres below the surface.
In international news, it is believed former Vice President Mike Pence will begin a presidential campaign for the 2024 United States election. Pence, who served as Vice President from 2017 to 2021, has been positioning himself as a presidential candidate for months. CNN reports that he will announce his run on June 7th. His expected entry into the Republican primary comes as his former presidential counterpart, Donald Trump, leads the Republican field.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 10 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.1, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.